Episode 151.
Well, that's the golden question there. That hasn't been decided yet. That's going to be a subject of long discussion for a few years, I think. My opinion is the customer should have the right to decide who gets the data. In other words, if they want their own independent shop to have it, if they want to keep it for themselves, or if they just don't want it published at all.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hello, aftermarketers throughout North America and around the world. Carm Capriato here, and thank you for listening to Remarkable Results Radio and episode 151 with Gary Keyes. Hey, this episode is brought to you by Federal Mogul Motor Parts and Garage Gurus. For serious technical training and support online, on-site, and on-demand, Garage Gurus is everything you need to know. Find out more at fmgarageguru.com. Hey, if you're listening on your smartphone through iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher Radio, or even Spreaker, I thank you. If you're not, you can subscribe to the show on any of these apps and get every episode delivered to you as soon as they're released. This is maximum convenience. The apps are smart and will let you pick up where you left off and make quick work of sorting through all the episodes. And don't forget to let me know who you'd like to have interviewed. Get with me at carm@remarkableresults.biz. Now meet Gary Keyes from E&M Motors in Stuart, Florida. Gary started as a tech right out of high school, back in the service station days in Miami. He credits the move to Stuart, Florida, and the purchase of E&M Motors on his membership in ASA. You got to listen to that story. Networking with peers, he says, is one of the most powerful benefits of association membership, and it paid off again when he hired a tech from up north who wanted to move to Florida. And he tells the story of how that happened. He served on the ASA National Board for 4 years and is also a trustee of AMI, and he tells about the relaunch of their learning management system and their new accreditations. In fact, Gary recently received his AMAM, the Accredited Master Automotive Manager certification, and he personally has a huge commitment to training. He'll close his shop during the Vision High Tech Training and Expo in Kansas City and bring his techs. He says the benefits of a year's worth of high-quality training all at one time is a huge benefit. Hey, lots more to come. Here we go with Gary Keyes. Nice to be with Gary Keyes of E&M Motors in Stuart, Florida. Hey, Gary, are you ready to share your remarkable results?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Carm.
Hey, good morning, man. Glad to have you here. Hey, did you start as a tech?
I did start as a tech. I actually started right out of high school working at a gas station.
A gas station? What are those?
That's a place where you used to take your cars and get them serviced and buy fuel. And while you were there getting fuel, they washed your windshield and checked the air in your tires, did a fluid check under the hood. It was a little process back then. They give you a free prize if you buy enough gas, like a glass or...
I remember those days.
Yeah.
I remember those days.
Trading stamps.
In Atlantic Station here years ago, Atlantic, and they had this thing called Red Ball Service, and whatever that meant is they gave everything you just described.
Yes.
Wow. Yep. And a free glass.
And trading stamps on top of it.
And trading stamps.
Yeah. That was a few years ago.
Yeah. You know, one of our guests, Greg Buckley, talks about that. And, you know, it was the ability to be close to the customer and, you know, talk to them about their vehicle. And eventually, you know, they would come in for service while they were, you know, getting their gas tank, and that's
right.
Gone today, and so many guys are trying to create that intimacy with the motorist from that have been around a while that remember the old days. Hey, so what do you love to do inside your business? If there was just one thing you came in every day to do, what would it be?
Oh, it would be to make my customers and my employees smile when they come in to work and when they leave work. It's hard enough working on these vehicles, but if you can do it and enjoy it, I think it's a great thing.
Well, that's a very, very interesting. Are you saying that, you know, customers have to come, it's more of a chore to have their car fixed than a pleasure, right?
It's definitely a chore. It's not something they love to do. It's like not the, like they wake up in the morning and say, I'm just ready to get a water pump put on my car. It's usually a bad situation that finds them stranded somewhere, and they're already a little ticked off when they show up. So it's a process to smooth them and work through it, make it a more pleasant experience than...
You're a guy who just walks around with a big smile on his face.
I try.
Well, that's got to be some magic there. I'll bet you that works. I'll bet you that works. Hey, Gary, what's new at E&M Motors?
We just added a new tech, a really top-quality tech that I was very lucky to recruit from up in one of the northern regions that wanted to move to Florida, and we were very lucky to land him.
Wow, that's a great story. Can you give us a couple of minutes on how that worked?
This actually worked through my networking with ASA members. When we were in Washington, D.C. this year for our annual legislative visit, I met with, you know, all the ASMA members from around the country, and one of them I've known for years said, you know, I've got an excellent tech that I know that wants to move to Florida. Do you know anybody that is looking? I said, absolutely. So that was a connection there. It was a networking event in D.C., and it really paid off for me.
More and more people tell me that's one of the biggest benefits of joining any association.
I would have never been able to find a tech of this quality just by out searching on the road. It has to be because I know where he worked before. I know the people he worked with, and they know my operation. So it was a perfect fit. They knew they were sending somebody to the right place.
What do you do for training for your techs? What's the learning culture?
Training we do, our local supplier, Jobber, does a lot of the monthly training, and they train through Denso, Motorcraft, different, you know, Delco, different options there.
Okay.
We take any training that comes along in Florida, in regional training. ASA has been putting on some regional training lately. Vision, I've taken my techs to Vision in Kansas City, and that's another thing we're going to try to do this year, take the whole crew there.
So you'll close up?
Yes. Vision's excellent because you get 3-4 days of training all in one spot, and it's all about training. It's not like going to Vegas and the guys are out partying all the time. You're in Kansas City, so you know, you're training or eating barbecue.
great point. So in order for you to close the shop and leave, you're smart enough to say, listen, my customers will appreciate what we're doing, and we're going to schedule this shutdown.
Absolutely. And like I said, because of all the available training in one location at one time, you could pretty much get a year's worth of training, and instead of having the guys go to four-hour classes after work, after working a long day and going to four-hour classes, you fly them up there, you put them up in the hotel, and they go training, you know, either Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, or Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It makes sense. It's an expense, but it's actually an investment.
I understand. Very smart, and my hat's off to you for doing that. So you said a few minutes ago, Gary, that you started as a tech. Mm-hmm. Do you recall the transition from being a technician to a business owner?
Yes, I do.
Was that tough?
I'm still learning.
That's a really smart answer, actually. Yes,
I am still learning. Great tech. I worked at a Toyota dealership for 10 years and decided I was smart enough to do it myself. Opened a shop in Miami. I was in Miami at the time. Opened a shop that specialized in Toyotas. Shortly afterwards, we had a visit from, at the time, was ASC, Automotive Service Council, president, and he knew my partner from he used to actually sweep his shop when he was a kid. So, So he informed me that, you know, if you guys are going to survive in this business, you need to get some training and networking. So that's when I first got involved with the association, ASA. It was ASC back then, Automotive Service Councils. In 1996, they merged.
Okay.
and became Automotive Service Association. So a lot of my training has been through there, management training, and I go to a lot of it. But you know what? I learned something new every time I go. And if you can just bring back one little nugget and apply it to your business, it really helps.
That was one of the smartest things you ever said. Be a perpetual student.
Yes.
Good for you. Brake jobs are a staple component of all successful shops. And getting the brake job right helps build a quality reputation for any shop. When the best is called for and stopping distance, rotor wear, and pad life are important to every shop and its customers, Wagner OEX brake pads are your only choice. Based on benchmark testing conducted by Link Engineering Company, Wagner OEX pads can stop a pickup, SUV, or CUV up to 50 feet sooner. Based on internal testing comparing new Wagner OEX to other Wagner offerings, the unique design of Wagner OEX increases pad life up to 2 times longer. The customized shape and slot design of each of the more than 114 SKUs creates a turbulent airflow that allows for cooler operation and improved stopping power for the vehicle on which it was designed. Wagner OEX cover 95% of the U.S. market of pickups, SUVs, and CUVs. Wagner has the science behind stopping perfected. They conduct 13,000 critical tests each year, and as of today, have 258 issued patents with 68 patents pending. Wagner has earned their stripes. Now they want to earn yours. Install Wagner OEX, the customized brake pad that can stop your customer's truck up to 50 feet sooner. What's successful mean to you?
Successful means being able to provide a comfortable living for me and my crew and a valuable product for my customers.
Are you struggling with anything right now?
Well, there's always struggles. I mean, you know, training, technology, but all in all, we're doing pretty good. I feel good.
Glad to hear that. What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Do what you love as far as your career, and love what you do.
Do what you love, love what you do.
Yeah.
Damn, do you think about that all the time?
I do, because when it ceases to become fun to come in the morning, then you have issues. Every day is something new and something different, and I really look forward to it, opening the door in the morning and say, what challenge do we have today?
So you're in Stuart, Florida, and I heard you just mention that you started in Miami. What got you from Miami to Stuart?
Grew up in Miami, lived there for 42 years, and my kids were just getting ready to enter elementary school, and Miami was rapidly changing into a big city, metropolis. So we started looking around, and looking to relocate, and I love boating and fishing and all that, so we were looking on the east coast of Florida, and I knew this couple through my association of ASA. They were actually board members on ASA Florida when I was serving there, and they had a small shop in Stuart, Florida, that they were getting ready to retire. So I came up and looked at it. I love the location. I love the community. And we made a deal. I mean, they got to retire, and I got to move out of Miami into a nice, smaller, quieter community with less crime and better quality of life.
Again, networking.
Networking is unbelievable.
It's benefited you to not only own your business, but to get your latest tech. Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you. So speaking of networking and being with ASA, were you ever on the board?
Back in the day, I served on the board of ASA Florida for many, many years. In 2011, I was elected to the national board. I served as general director on the ASA board of directors for 4 years. It was an interesting experience, very rewarding. And currently, I'm on the board of trustees for AMI, the Automotive Management Institute.
Now, that's very interesting. AMI just totally redid themselves. Were you part of that?
Yeah, we when I got on the board, we had just started that project. We hired a president, Jeff Peavy, and he's been key in making the transition. Very, very interesting what's going on with AMI right now.
Well, tell me more.
We've put most of our programs into a learning-based web system.
Okay.
And we've expanded the degrees. I mean, we used to have degrees for manager, automotive, master. So now we have degrees starting with service personnel, and we split the categories into collision and mechanical. So you can actually go in there and track, pick your track of training that you actually need to help you excel in your job and take the exact training right from the comfort of your own home.
Right through the learning management system.
The learning management system is key to the whole process. And we've got some excellent instructors that already have their programs online with us, and we're getting more every day.
Not only can you take online, but through ASA, there's a lot of classes out there. I mean, NACE Cars had classes. Were they approved through AMI? Did you get credits if you went there?
Absolutely, and a lot of those courses are accredited.
When ASA takes out their courses throughout the country, are they sanctioned by AMI?
Yes, they are accredited by AMI. Most of them are, and it'll tell you most. Most of the instructors will tell you right off the bat this is an accredited course. So they track all those. And a lot of events, you know, if you go to Vision, you can do 20 credit hours in a weekend of Vision.
And how many credit hours do you need to get the AAM, which is the Accredited Automotive Management Certification?
That's 120 credit hours.
Do you have yours?
Oh, yes, for quite a while.
Excellent.
I've just acquired my master's. AMAM, Automotive Manager Master's Degree.
And how many hours is that?
That's 180.
It seems to be so important to get education in order to grow a great business, because you never know what's around the next corner. You never know what HR problems you're going to have. You never know how much more finance that you're going to have to understand. Is that what this is there for?
Yes, and the industry's changing so rapidly on different things. You need to stay on top of training, and you know it's. Well, how should I put it? It's an investment that's well worth you whatever it costs you.
Well, congrats to you, and thanks for being on their board and working so hard to repurpose AMI. And we've had Jeff Peavy on in the past. In episode 77 and in episode 96, and he's a great guy, and I believe that AMI is just on fire right now.
Oh, we're in good hands with Jeff. He does a great job.
I believe you would agree that being a top tech is real hard work. Keeping up is a full-time gig, considering vehicle technology, repair procedures, and diagnostics. It's refreshing to know that Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Guru is there for you. It's been designed by and for technicians, the best in the industry. And did you know there's no other comprehensive program like this anywhere? A big part of the program is the nationwide network of Guru's on-site training and technology centers. There, you can get your hands dirty with the equipment and tools you use every day in real work-related situations. When online is your perfect way to learn, do it with Guru's 24/7 online academy with a huge catalog of training course options. And with the Guru's on-the-go technology fleet, they bring the latest products and demos right to your shop. And this year, you get free stuff from the Garage Rewards loyalty program. You earn points towards gear from your favorite Federal Mogul Motor Parts' brands. And what is really great, it costs nothing to join, and you'll start earning points immediately. So head on over to fmgarageGurus.com and learn all about Garage Guru's training, support, and get in on the rewards. Hey, Gary, got any great customer retention ideas to share?
We do a lot of customer retention through Kukui Corporation. They handle my website, my customer reminders.
All right.
We also do referrals through my regular customers. My customers come in. If they have somebody drop them off at the shop, we usually go out and if it's not a regular customer that drops them off, we usually go out and introduce ourselves and thanks for picking up your neighbor, and sometimes we'll offer them a free oil change or a free something to get them in as a customer too.
That's a good idea. Good idea. Gary, do you do digital vehicle inspections?
We have tried digital inspections. The technicians were a little out of sorts with them. We will get back on that the first of the year. We've got it on schedule to get that on our program again. And there's so many of them out there. We looked at a few. But
any strategies for first-time callers?
The key to it is try to build a rapport with them, get to know them a little bit, and then get them in the shop just to shake hands with them, let them look at the shop. Most people, if they come by and stick their head in the door and look at the shop and talk to us, we can make customers out of them. They see what type of operation we do. They see how we care for our customers, and that's the key to getting them in.
Gary, how many customers are scheduling appointments online?
Most of our customers that schedule online are new customers that go to our website and get an appointment there. Most of our regular customers will actually call us and schedule it. And we, through our reminder system, they'll get an email a day or two before their appointment to remind them.
Do you use text reminders?
No, we don't use text yet.
Interesting how my dentist and my pharmacy use text to remind me.
So let me ask you this. Did they ask you if they could text you before they...
Oh, sure they did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give us your mobile number. We'll text you for reminders. Are you in? Yep. So I gave him permission. And I think that's just, it's great. Having a nudge every once in a while is a great thing. And if you ever have a chance to do it, that would be great. Technology. Like you said earlier, it's rampant. Every day there's something new coming at us, no matter if it's in the vehicle or if it's our computer system, it's our networks. How's technology impacting your business?
Technology is, like you said, is changing daily. I think it's had some positive effects on our business because we are the type of shop that will train constantly to keep on top of the technology. So whereas other businesses don't train their technicians enough, they don't keep on the constant updating of the tools.
Yeah.
I think it's actually helped us. The more technology that are built into cars, the more cars come our way because we know how to fix them.
Hey, looking back, what are you the proudest of so far?
I would have to say I'm the proudest of my kids.
Great.
Unless you want to talk about business.
Well, it's the first thing that comes to mind. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I have two great kids doing really well.
Where do you see yourself in the next, say, 3 to 5 years?
I'll still be here at the shop
working.
I can see myself starting to wean off slowly. I'm hand over duties to my staff more so I can take some more time off, do a little more fishing and traveling.
Does the word succession plan come in there in, say, 5 years?
It has, and to be honest with you, that's a few of the classes that I've taken recently. So the classes have helped me start to write a succession plan.
Yeah, start thinking about it. You almost have to warm up to the fact that it's an inevitable thing someday, and nothing like preparing maybe mentally and or, like you say, getting the yellow pad out and start writing some ideas down.
Yeah, and most of the plans that the instructors will tell you, it's a 3 to 5 to 6 year plan. You need to start planning now if you're gonna think about stepping away in 5 years.
Yeah. So. Technology, autonomous car, connected car, scare you at all?
It would probably scare me if I'm sitting in the back seat of one going down the road. But
how about your business? Do you think it's going to affect your business at all?
I don't think so. And you know what? Somebody needs to fix these cars, and we just want to be the ones that are tooled up and trained to do it. So we're ready for it. Whatever comes out there,
Since you're so connected with ASA, I'm sure you have an answer to this. But who owns the data in the car?
Well, that's the golden question there. That hasn't been decided yet. That's going to be a subject of long discussion for a few years, I think.
And your opinion?
My opinion is the customer should have the right to decide who gets the data. In other words, if they want their own independent shop to have it, if they want to keep it for themselves, or if they just don't want it published at all.
So you agree that it's their data and they can choose to do what they want with it?
I would think so.
Got it. Got it. Hey, it was great to have you. I learned a lot. Thanks for all that you do for the industry. So Gary Keyes from E&M Motors in Stuart, Florida, give us some great words to live by.
Make every day count. You never know what the future is going to bring, so make every day count. Enjoy life.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Hey, aftermarketers, thanks so much for joining us. For much more on Gary's business and more bio information, don't miss the show notes for this episode with Gary Keyes. Now, find them exclusively here, remarkableresults.biz/E151. Hey, any questions or comments, email me at carm@remarkableresults.biz or head over to the contact page on the website. You know, you are an important reason I bring you these interviews, so you can profit from the answers found in each episode. And there's more information on Facebook. Hey, like our page. Find us at Our Results Podcast and get in with the tribe. Hey, I'm grateful and thankful for your support. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.